This Sunday, we're taking another look at faith. We took a look last week in one way, and we're taking another look this week, because really, we can talk about faith a lot. I don't think anybody's got the final or the ultimate word on it. At least I haven't encountered it. It's usually something more that we can get at. And I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and this had nothing to do with church or anything else. We were just talking, and he said something that I'd never heard before. He couldn't remember where he heard it. But he said, faith is hope with a track record. And I thought of that. And I thought, you know, there's something in there. And it reshaped some of what I was thinking of when I thought of another look at faith. Because to go back to one of our definitions that we dismissed out of hand last week, that faith is believing something you know isn't true. I mean, we know that's not the case. So what is faith? Well, faith is looking forward with hope. But not just any kind of hope, not just vain hope, but hope with a track record. And so we look to places to see where that track record is. And what was read for us this morning out of Hebrews has a lot of that track record. And when we look through there, we see the story of the Israelites coming out of Egypt, the Egyptians not making it afterwards. We don't know the exact details of that other than what we see in Scripture, but we accept that as this is the truth that we have been given. And we look at that, and we look at these things going down, and we see people exercising faith, and then things happening. We've got all of these people, this list. Hebrews is possibly my favorite New Testament book. Kind of hard to have a favorite, I suppose, sort of like your favorite child. Although, yeah, most of us have one, let's be honest. Don't tell my kids I said that, because I make that joke around them and they're tired of hearing it. But this part of Hebrews, as we read it along, I don't know about you, but it takes on its own momentum right about verse 32. It's been building and building. And then when we get this statement of these people with their name, all the named people, and then other ones who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, gained what was promised, shut the mouths of lions, and goes on and on. It's like an avalanche of faith. And I look at that and I say, well, there you go. There's the track record. Faith is hope with a track record, and that's part of the track record we have. Because we look for the track record in Scripture, in church history, in any other kind of history that might be going on, and we say, that's where our track record is. And then we're brought up kind of short in the middle of verse 35. Because we're reminded that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, of things not seen. Because, yes, these people saw things happen when they had faith, but other people, just as loved by God, didn't. And that's a good reminder for us. We have these people who were oppressed in all kinds of ways, were even put to death. They were wandered around in the skins of animals. The world was not worthy of them. But they were all commended. In verse 39, these were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Faith with a track record doesn't mean that we will see what we're having faith in. So how do we keep faith? It's by reviewing the track record. Hope without a track record is just hope. Somebody who plays the lottery every week, and you know, I'm not going to speak a lot about the morality of lotteries or anything else. If that's part of your recreation, go right ahead. My aunt used to ignore this casino over here and take a bus with a bunch of her friends to Regina, to that casino. I was talking to her once and said, well, she had the same amount of money that she took every week that she could lose or whatever. But the highlight was the trip there and back, and then having lunch, usually with my dad and his wife. They'd get together and they'd talk about stuff. That was the easiest way for them to see each other. And when I figured it out, it was about the cost of going to a movie and maybe having some ice cream afterwards. And for Eloise, this was what she did, a responsible thing. So it is possible to do this. It's not an immoral act in and of itself. It's sort of what happens. But what do you do with somebody who plays the lottery every week all these numbers, same numbers maybe even, and never wins. Is that faith or is that hope? Well, I don't think I'd call it faith, because where's the track record? Yes, people do win lotteries. I mean, it happens. We read about it. I personally don't know anyone who has won a significant lottery prize. I am not one of those ones because I didn't do very well in high school, but my high school math teacher insisted that we know something about probability, and that's about the only thing I've taken from math in high school, is that the likelihood of winning a major prize in a lottery is less likely than being struck by lightning and killed. Most people who get struck by lightning live. So it's this microscopic possibility. So that's why I don't do it. But somebody who does this week after week and says, yeah, this week I'm going to win, is that faith or is that hope? If it is faith, is it the same kind of faith that I have, that God loves me and continues to build goodness into my life? Where does that faith come from? That faith comes from looking back over my life, looking back over the last 40 years and seeing the incredible changes wrought when I moved into this understanding that God loved me. When I moved into this understanding that when I moved into this relationship with God, the Holy Spirit came too, and the Holy Spirit started to change me into the person I actually wanted to be, even if sometimes I didn't know what that was. And so if you've known me for a week, you will probably see no change. Even if you've known me for a few years at this point, there probably isn't a dramatic change. But if you knew me when I was 23, this is a dramatic change. My faith in God's ability to change who I am from the inside out, making me better and me seeing it as better, is based on all those years of change. I had faith that something would happen. Back then, I didn't even necessarily know what I wanted to happen. And I wasn't the only one who had faith. My parents had faith. I was not an easy kid to raise. My parents prayed for me a lot. Their friends prayed for me a lot. Their faith, those who lived long enough to see the change, was based on what they could see. Sometimes people think that faith is sort of a big exercise in buying a pig and a poke. And that's not the case. The faith that we have is based on the testimony of ourselves, of Scripture, of history, both inside and outside of the church. It's our own experience of God with us. How do I have faith for the future? It's because I've had faith in the past, and it has worked out in ways often I couldn't have predicted. God doesn't always answer my prayers exactly as I want. There are lots of prayers I have prayed that, as far as I know, haven't been answered. At least not yet. And then I think it's probably a good thing that every prayer isn't answered. Can you imagine how many ponies there would be? How many homes would have puppies that they may or may not have wanted when small children pray? It's a sincere prayer. Does that mean that's the best thing? Does God always answer prayers exactly as we want? No. Does God answer prayers? Yes. Our faith says that a good God is at work always. And the fact that we don't understand it doesn't mean the work isn't happening. Any more than if I come to your house and you don't know a lot about computers and I fix your computer so it runs faster and it doesn't have viruses and all of those things. You might not know what I'm doing, although I'll tell you if you want to know. But you see the difference. We see the difference in things. Not every time, but often enough to keep our faith alive. Our hope has a track record. And the track record is made by a God who says, I love you. Not you, this big group of 7+ billion people. I love you. As my brother said once, one of the interesting things about an infinite God is that God is infinitely interested in me and infinitely focused solely on me at the same time that infinite God is solely focused on each of you. That's what infinite can do. We don't understand infinity. We can't. Gave myself a headache trying to figure it out when I was little. Our faith is based in a God who loves us. Not in a God who does everything we ask. That's not worship. That's not this relationship. That's magic. An incantation and poof, it happens. Magic isn't real. God is real. Our hope is real when it's based in things that are equally real. I have hope for the future because when I look back, I've seen those times when I've had hope and I didn't have any idea how it was going to work out. It did. Faith is both looking forward into the complete unknown and being okay with that, and looking forward with confidence, knowing that what we want will happen. Looking forward, not having a clue what will happen. Faith is all of those things. It's not as clear-cut as we'd like. And that's why the opposite of faith is certainty, not doubt. We don't have a certain future in the short term. We have a certain future in the long term. God's love for us will be expressed perfectly always. And at some point, my best understanding what happens after death is it will make sense to me then, assuming I still care. If that's still an issue, it will make sense. It doesn't always make sense now. But when I look back, when I look through church history and secular history, when I look in Scripture, I see other people who didn't know for sure what was going to happen, but had faith, and what they needed to happen happened. A missionary once said that over a career in intercultural work, they'd gotten everything they needed and most of what they wanted. And I thought, that's the kind of life I want to look back on, to see that God gave me what I needed, and God has. And He's given me a bunch of stuff that I wanted too. We look back to feed the faith looking forward. And when you don't have enough faith, we have faith for you. The stories of Scripture have faith for you. The stories of church history have faith for you to keep you going. If you've forgotten your own track record, maybe we can help you remember it today. Take a few moments when it's convenient, maybe when you're driving home or whenever it might be, to just think back. What were you like then? What are you like now? How faithful has God been in there to the faith that you've had? Amen.